Michael Reid on LMFM.
Now, Larry was in touch and says he doesn't think there is any hope of reaching a deal in the North anytime soon. The DUP will do everything in their power to scupper the talks at every opportunity. They are determined to keep things in a state of chaos for as long as they can. Now, Dignity for Patients and the victims they support are outraged that the Medical Missionaries of Mary in Drogheda have requested a return of monies from the indemnity fund of €1.6 million it agreed with the state in 1997. Now, this fund was set up to pay for the sexual abuse cases that they knew were coming down the line, and it seems many people would feel that this is like adding insult to injury, because the behaviour of Dr. Michael Shine at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda indeed caused a lot of outrage and upset. One person who certainly feels very outraged by this is Adrian Riley, who is the CEO of Dignity for Patients. Adrian, talk us through what you know and the rage this is causing within Dignity for Patients.
Good morning. Hi, how are you? First of all, I'd like to say thank you for inviting us to speak on behalf of the victims and survivors this morning. So as you can imagine, people are extremely upset about this. First of all, because there actually has never been a proper commission of investigation or inquiry into the prolific sexual abuse by Michael Shine over three decades, 30 years, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children and young people were abused. And to date, the state still has not been able to, for whatever reason, provide a proper investigation. So as you can imagine, the Medical Missionary of Mary trying to draw back and claw back funds that were set up to give the state the ability to pay out on civil and criminal cases or possibly explore other justice avenues is unacceptable. And it's not something that we're going to take lightly.
I've been looking at the reporting by Jack Horgan-Jones in the Irish Times over the weekend, and it seems that there was within the contract a provision which allowed for the appointment of an independent expert to make a determination on a withdrawal. So while at face value this sounds awful, it would appear, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the Medical Missionaries of Mary in Drogheda had a legal opt-out, and that's what they are now exercising. Is that the case?
Yes. In the indemnity agreement, which we know inside out, there is an opt-out clause. After 5 years, it would be looked at again to see if the Medical Missionary of Mary want to withdraw any funds, and then again reviewed every 2 years. To date, I don't know that that was ever triggered or requested. And it was also our first time on Saturday to see that, or hear, that an independent expert had been appointed. And we would hope that that independent expert would speak to us, because within the agreement, they are supposed to contact all relevant parties, which would be the state and the Medical Missionary of Mary, but we would also expect would be the victims and survivors and the group that represents them. So in law, yes, what they're doing is correct, but also the consideration must be given to the victims and survivors as priority. If this indemnity agreement and the state refusal to allow this to go ahead is not for the victims, then who is it for? If this money is not for them and their best rights and interests, then who is it for and why was it all set up?
Well, I could put the point to you, and I'm only being objective here, that while at face value what's happening here is morally wrong, the Medical Missionaries of Mary would say that they're only acting in accordance with a legal agreement, and that they haven't done anything wrong in this arrangement, but that the state appears to be asleep on the job. Would that be a fair assessment?
No. Absolutely not. The state, the Medical Missionary of Mary have done many things wrong. They have fought tooth and nail, which we're trying to do, against the victims and survivors. Each group of survivors that have got any pittance of compensation had to spend 10 years through a whole court cycle to get any kind of tiny bits of money for their medical expenses, for the counselling they need, for their families, for the impact it has had on them. It has been horrendous, and they have fought them the whole way. And on top of that, last year, when the last round of civil payments was being paid out, it was supposed to happen the year before, but the insurers fought with the Medical Ministry of Mary and put their pens down. So after it was adjudicated on, it spent another full year in battle. So I don't accept that they have done anything to support the victims and survivors that were under their care. And I also know that the state may have these same inklings that we have, that there are other criminal cases coming down the line, and the DPP's office is involved with them, and we're involved with the DPP's office and the victims and survivors, and we know what's happening. So the state could be getting a big bill down the line. So they need to protect this money. There has never been a proper commission of investigation. We don't know what happened. We need to have that immediately, and that is what needs to happen for the victims and survivors. And I just want to say one more thing. In 2010, the state set up an investigation process called the Smith Inquiry. We never got that report. The victims and survivors fought for 4 years to get transcripts. Smith's report is locked in the Department of Health, and they can't even access it because a court judgment said it belongs to him and him alone. So where does that leave everybody?
Well, it begs the question, why was the report written up in the first place? But let me ask you this question. When this story was published at the weekend in the Irish Times, have any of those who've been abused and have not received compensation been on to you, and what are they saying?
They're saying that this money should be held until all the justice pathways have been exhausted. We have new cases. We have people coming to us, walking in our door in the last 6 months, sitting in front of us and saying, my parents are dead now. I can talk about this. I was a child. They brought me to Shine, and I couldn't tell them because I know they couldn't have coped because they actually brought me to the abuser. That is the stark reality of what we are dealing with. So to take away any funds that are earmarked for any of these people it's unacceptable. They are a religious organisation. Morals do count somewhere. They should be really listening to what we're saying. Step back and let us get what we really need. A commission of investigation, a public inquiry, the Smith report unlocked, and the state able to do its job. The state has a duty of care to all its citizens. And if we learned anything from the Spirit in Revelations, there is a public requirement now that we know what happened in terms of institutional sexual abuse on the island of Ireland.
This makes shocking listening, if I say so myself. What are your options at this stage?
Well, we are delighted that the state is going to fight this, and we will be in touch with the relevant ministers. We're also asking that the independent expert, gets in touch with our office so that he can meet with the victims and survivors and our staff and really hear what we require, what we know about criminal and civil cases coming down the line, and why we know that the state is right in fighting any withdrawal. We know we're the experts. Our victims and survivors are the key experts. Their voice matters.
Was there an error made when the Medical Missionaries of Mary in Drogheda were allowed to put that clause in the contract that allowed them to, if you like, access money that they could withdraw? In other words, you said earlier on that money should be there until everybody is compensated, but having this clause in the contract appears to have given the medical missionaries a bit of legal leeway, if you know what I mean. Was there an error made there?
At the time, it was 1997. Maybe at that time they thought that there would just be civil and criminal cases and they would be cut and dry. But what they didn't know was that hundreds of people had never divulged what happened to them. And what they also didn't know, and we didn't know at the time, was a different narrative landscape would then emerge from the institutional abuse inquiries. A different way to access justice would emerge, because it's very difficult for children to provide the evidentiary test that's needed in law for the sexual abuse that happens to them. And we're only developing all that language and narrative and finding justice ways to deal with it. And one of them is a public inquiry mechanism. So it's not really, was it right or wrong? It's what happened at a time then, But we are where we are now, and we need to address the issues currently in a human rights framework, with public inquiry mechanisms, and with all the expertise that the brave survivors of the institutional abuse inquiries have given us to do this.
Is it possible?
That's what should be happening.
Yeah, is it possible that the legal people representing the medical missionaries of Mary put this clause into the agreement, and then, as part of their plan, they decided to play what's called the long game? They've stretched this out, and that point has now arrived whereby the medical missionaries effectively can get back 1.6 million euro. Do you think that was part of the plan?
I'm not sure it was part of the plan, because you know, they may have thought that it may go nowhere, but on the other hand, they may have thought that the state may have needed to activate it, you know, if the insurers wouldn't pay out or if there was other types of cases. So I would like to believe that human beings are better than that, and I'd like to believe that the medical missionary of Mary will now be better than that.
I should add, by the way, I keep saying 1.6 million euro. In fact, it was 1.6 million pounds or punts at the time. So that pushes the figure up to close on 2 million euro. So, as you said, the state is going to fight this. Have you approached TDs and ministers with a view to, if you like, putting the pressure on the medical missionaries of Mary to be a little bit more humane and morally right on this issue?
Yeah, we're in the process of doing that. We have been in touch with some of them over the weekend, and we will be in touch with the ministers today. So that is what's happening. We've been flat to the mat just managing this over the weekend. It's been tough. It's been very tough for the victims and survivors.
OK, well, look, Adrian, keep us informed here on LMFM. It's a story, no doubt, we'll be returning to in due course. And we wish you well in your fight, as the saying goes.
Thank you so much. And I'd just like to say that, you know, our service is available, because every time we're on the radio or on the TV, people call, you know, new people come to us. And we just want to say that we are here. Do call. We can give you the support you need. And don't be hesitant. There are people here to support you.
Very good. Okay. That's Adrienne Riley there, CEO of Dignity for Patients. More to come. We'll take a break.
Michael Reed on LMFM.